At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Ferndale is. Justin, are you there?
Hey, good morning, sure am.
Good morning, Justin. Steve Mix, kindly get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
6, 7, 8.
7, yes. What symbol shares a button with the number 1 on a standard keyboard?
Exclamation point.
Correct. If you are eating ants on a log, what veggie is the log made out of?
Oh, that'd be celery.
That is right. In Napoleon Dynamite, what kind of animal is Tina?
A llama.
She is. What U.S. state has the highest average elevation?
Colorado?
Correct. Dr. Chris Bernard performed the first transplant of what human organ?
Heart?
Yes. In what year did World War I begin?
1898?
No.
1910?
No.
Pass.
What continent is home to the Tasmanian devil?
Tasmania. So, continent that would be Africa.
No.
Australia?
Yes. Which is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Oh, that would be Mercury.
Yes. Hey. Do I count it?
Yeah.
Danny's going to count it. The music was still going very, very, very quietly. Nice work there. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And here comes Steve. Shh. Steve is back. Yes, he is. Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
All right.
How many colors are in the rainbow?
Oh, crap. 7?
Yes. What symbol shares a button with the number 1 on a standard keyboard?
Is that the exclamation point?
It sure is.
Yeah, buddy.
If you are eating ants on a log, what veggie is the log made out of?
That would be celery.
Correct. In Napoleon Dynamite, what type of animal is Tina?
Tina, get your meat. Is that it?
Tina, eat the food.
That llama?
Yes. Which U.S. state has the highest average elevation?
U.S. state. Colorado.
Correct. Dr. Chris Bernard performed the first transplant of what human organ?
The heart.
That is right. Nice. In what year did World War I begin?
1918?
No.
1920?
No.
1969?
Nice, but no. Which continent is home to the Tasmanian devil?
Tasmania?
No.
What?
Continent.
Oh, Australia.
Yes. Which is the smallest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Jupiter?
No.
Mercury?
Yes. Who is Justin Timberlake's wife?
Oh, what's her face? Oh, man. Oh, she's so hot. Blake Lively.
No.
Oh, Jessica Biel.
Yes. Do I give it to him? I feel like I have to because I gave it to Justin.
Lily says no.
Oh, Lily says no?
I thought we were pretzel buddies. I let you eat my french fries and you're going to do me dirty?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I gave it to Justin, I got to give it to you, Steve. So that means you won 9-8.
Wow.
Very nice job, Lily. Though, Justin.
Thanks, guys. You have a wonderful morning.
You too.
Against all odds. Okay, against Lily's odds.
The only one you got wrong, Steve. In what year did World War I begin? That would be 1914.
1914. I was so close with 12.
You were in there. You were in there. Congratulations on your victory. Also, I still have yet to see you wearing your own T-shirt, the I Beat Migs shirt.
I'll try one of these days. I'll put it on.
I mean, whenever that's like Beat Migs inception.
I just feel like that's a little arrogant to be wearing my own T-shirt.
Next time
we have like an all-staff meeting. Then I'll do it. And I'll try and do it unironically to see if anybody says anything.
I love that plan.
Yeah.
If people want to check it out and get their very own, it is available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We have a simple question and we need your help. But you got to call right now. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. We swear it is a super simple question. But you need to call so you can join us on air now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Audio Slave. There's a video going viral online, and it features former Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. And Geno was
crazy to call him former already.
It feels too soon.
Where's the time gone?
He was being asked a simple question.
If you're hungry and you go to a gas station to get a snack, what would you get?
Jeez, let me get a Saratoga water. Let me get a pack of Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Shoot, that's about it.
Water and Sour Patch Kids.
Nice.
I mean, I like his order. I like that very much. And it leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with Brian in Tampa.
Okay. He waited on hold. Well, for people who are listening on the app, you just got yourself a surprise. He just sat through a couple of songs so he could say that.
How about we talk to
me.
Shonda in Tacoma?
I don't think they have cats at gas stations. Maybe the gas stations that he goes to.
Shonda, you're at a gas station. You're getting a snack. What are you getting?
Taco Doritos.
Say that again?
Taco Doritos.
Taco Doritos.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know if I've had Taco Doritos.
Are they taco flavored?
Yeah. They're hard to find, but they're there.
Which gas station are you going to get those?
Tahoma.
All right.
I'm going to have to keep my eye out.
What's your go-to?
Man, I mean, do
don't
I have
say
to
what
just
the first guy
one
said.
Thing? I will not say that. I will not. Can we only pick one thing?
No.
Okay, because this is what I used to get when I was driving back to Pullman. My favorite road trip snacks were a combination of the following: Diet Coke,
okay,
hot tamales,
yes,
barbecue Pringles,
let's go,
beef jerky,
uh huh,
and if I was hungover, also a Gatorade.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
You know, it depends. Like, but if I end up going to Jackson's, I got to get that Snickerdoodle cookie because it's back and it's amazing and it's gonna be an issue with my waistline because I keep going there and getting it. But a lot of times I don't get. I seem to like stock back up on gum.
Yeah.
And different like those like icebreaker mints. But my latest one, I took a picture of it. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's the Sunkissed Sours. It's an orange flavored. I don't know.
Like a little thing you suck on?
Yeah. I don't know if these are like breath mints or if they're just candy that disguised as breath mints. But this thing is like freaking crack to me, my wife, and my daughter.
Okay.
Like she's a kind of, and they're just. They're delicious, but they also have a cotton candy flavored one as well.
How do you like that one?
It's okay.
But it's no.
No, if I'm going like now, I think the person that works at the gas station must just think I'm like insane because I'll get like three of them at a time.
Ooh.
And I'll get like a bunch of gum. They're like, you know, like we're going to be here tomorrow. You can come back and get more stuff.
But if you came back and they were sold out, you'd be devastated. So Danny, I like that you're planning ahead.
Danny, what's yours?
Sunflower seeds, beef jerky.
Okay.
Every time we go to Spokane, that is our go-to.
Sunflower seeds are great. Like if you're getting tired, that's something to keep popping in your mouth the whole time.
The dill pickle ones are the best.
Ooh. In.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? If so, you could win tickets to Hailstorm and Volbeat together on July 21st at White River Amphitheater. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
So we go to the gas station to get cats is what I'm
meaning. Yeah.
Yeah.
No!
No?
Okay.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm on July 21st.
Hell yeah.
White River Amphitheater, going to be a wonderful party, and we hope to send Mike from Auburn there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see who you are playing the game with. Will it be me or Migsy?
All right, the wheel's spinning. It's currently on your name, T-Dog. Now it's on mine, but will it stay there? Yes, it will. So, Mike, it's you and me, man. Let's win these tickets.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike. Here is your clip.
I mean, it's Sublime.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you play it one more time?
I can help you if you need help.
Wrong Way?
You don't need help. So they're going to be putting on a new song with Brad's son, Jacob, later this month.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks and sounds so much like him performing. It's insane.
I'm very curious to hear what this new song is going to sound like.
Yeah, definitely. Well, nice job, Mike. You've done your part. Now we got to see if Mr. Migs can do his. And here is your clip, Steve.
Let's go. I want a girl with a... Oh, man. I like this band. I have so many feelings because whenever I would, like, there was a while back, I would go on these wrestling trips with one of my friends, Aubrey, and her and her husband were huge fans of Cake, and they wanted to listen to nothing but Cake the entire time we would go to Vancouver and back. And I'm like, this is like 3 more hours of Cake than I need to listen to. But it's Short Skirt and Long Jacket.
Yeah.
Cake.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations, Mike. We're sending you to the show, Volbeat with Hailstorm.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you at the show, my man.
Have you ever heard them cover War Pigs?
No.
Cake covered War Pigs, and it's awesome.
Is it really?
It's so good, Steve.
Okay, so I've heard them cover, what was they did like an old like 80s pop song, I think, for I Will Survive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Cake covered War, okay, I found it. Do I dare?
Yes.
Yeah?
Enjoy it.
Are you sure?
I think you're going to love it.
Okay, so far I'm not feeling this. I hate this.
Generals gathered in their masses.
I feel like I'm back on a road trip to Vancouver.
Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Look at Taryn.
Vibing.
She's so happy. Toothy smile. So excited.
What's in your coffee and can I have some?
Oh, I mean, I'm just going to say, like, I don't think that they were invited to perform this at the final Black Sabbath show when Ozzy takes his final bow this coming weekend.
There's a reason why.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about?
No.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Throughout the morning, we have received some great phone calls and texts, but we have not been able to chat with everybody just yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a call if there's anything you'd like to chat with us about from the show today or anything on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Troy, you're in Enumclaw this morning, but you're not going to be in Enumclaw this weekend. Tell everybody where you're going.
I am going to the Back to the Beginnings concert in Birmingham.
No way.
Yep. Leaving tomorrow.
So when did you realize you were going to be able to pull this off?
Well, it was my 60th birthday in March, and my kids got me tickets.
Are your kids going too?
Yeah.
So how many of you in total are going over to the Ozzy show?
Well, I have four kids, but two of them went in together. So my middle son and my daughter and her husband, and we're heading over. My son and I are heading over. We're going to do a day in Dublin ahead of time, and then we're going to Birmingham on Thursday.
Wow.
And my daughter and her husband are heading over to Birmingham on Wednesday, and then they'll be there Thursday morning. So,
would you say that this is hands down the coolest thing that your kids have ever done for you?
100%.
And so what are you most excited? Because, I mean, there's so many bands that are playing. Obviously, this is going to be Ozzy's last show. This is the first time in 20 years that the original lineup's together, because Bill Ward hasn't played with Sabbath in 20 years. So what are you most excited about? Is it one of the other bands? Is it the fact that the original lineup's going to be there? What gets you most pumped about this upcoming show?
I think it's probably seeing Ozzy. Ozzy and or Black Sabbath. I don't know. This is probably my maybe fifth or sixth time seeing Ozzy. The first time I saw Ozzy, I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed in England for 3 years. And we saw Ozzy play at Monsters of Rock back in, like, I don't know, 1985. And so that was my first go with Ozzy. And I think just seeing the final concert, and the lineup is incredible.
It's insane.
I'm super excited about it. You know, Metallica, I saw in Seattle here. I met you guys, got pictures with you guys when they were here.
Nice.
That was fantastic. It's going to be great.
Yeah, look at it. Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Gojira, Alice in Chains, Hailstorm, Anthrax. I mean, the list goes. Members of Soundgarden are going to be there as well. Tool. Then you got Fred Durst, Billy Corgan, Duff McKagan, and Slash. I mean, the list just keeps going on and on. It's like if there's a rock star available, they're doing this Black Sabbath show.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar is going to be in there too.
Well, Tony, you definitely need to make sure to send us some pictures while you're over there, or like give us some sort of an update when you get back, because we would love to hear all about it.
I will happily take some pictures and videos, and I'll call you with an update when I come back. It's going to be great.
Awesome, oh, yeah, Tony.
I hope you have the best time. And that's so cool that his kids did that.
Yeah, safe travels, my friend. What's the furthest, Steve, that you've ever traveled for a concert?
It would be go back home to New York and New Jersey. I mean, there's been a couple bands I've seen while there, but the band that I specifically flew out to go see was Weezer.
Oh, nice.
To go see them at, it might have been Webster Hall. I can't remember if it was Webster Hall. It was someplace in New York City, which was awesome. And then I ended up also getting tickets to the Stone Pony, which is like this iconic venue in New Jersey where like Bruce Springsteen played like back in the day. And I saw Weezer perform there as well. And it was worth the trip. It was so great. What about you?
I saw Rush in Vegas one time. I've been down to Beach Life Festival in you know, SoCal a couple years in a row. So, yeah, you know, a couple hour plane ride here and there. But, never hurts anybody.
But never left the country.
No!
And I feel like we've had a handful of listeners that are making a trek. We've talked to like three or four people, maybe even more, that have that are making this trip to go see Black Sabbath. And Ryan Castle,
yes,
is going to be heading on over there as well.
I mean, if you see Ryan Castle over there,
we apologize.
Don't buy him any drinks.
He's had too many.
Dude, I'm standing by you.
Oh, well, you're cut off already.
The Daily Mix Show.
Mix, you had a proud dad moment with Tatum over the weekend.
I did, but I don't know if Mom was very proud about what happened.
You'll find out what went down at 9:50. Mix, over the weekend, I understand you had a proud dad moment.
Yeah, we had a proud family moment because Tatum did her recital, ballet, tap dance, everything went well. But after we were done with dinner with the family, I promised Tatum we could go get Menchie's.
So oh, nice.
Mom said she went back home to take care of the pups. And I'm like, let's just go to Menchie's, you and me. So we get there and we finally park at Sunrise Village in Puyallup. And Tatum says, hey, Dad, look what I can do. And I turn around and see what she's doing. And I'm like, okay, can you do that again so I could get it on video? Because I need Mom to see this just because I love to see what kind of reaction. So I have the audio and I think you can figure out rather quickly what she was able to figure out how to do in the most innocent toddler way.
Just keep it down and just do this.
What are you doing?
Putting my middle finger up.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Mom's going to love this. She learned how to flip the bird.
Oh, my God.
I was very proud.
That is very impressive because a lot of five-year-olds don't have a ton of finger dexterity.
No, you know how long it took us to get her to do the hang loose?
Oh, God.
I mean, it was different versions. Like, thumbs up was hard, but so she's just flipping the bird. I'm like, this is so adorable.
It is the cutest thing ever.
So I go home and I show the video to Sid, thinking she's going to think it's hilarious, too, which she did. But she also decided that that could be a teaching moment to Tatum that, hey, don't do that to people because they might take it the wrong way. Then Tatum's, of course, like, well, why would they take it the wrong way? And then in some instances, it's, I was like, we didn't need to go down that rabbit hole. I should have just kept this information to myself.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we've got another stop on the Men's Room World Tour, and it is planned for Saturday, July 19th, 2 to 5 p.m., and the guys are going to be taking over the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. They've got live music, Steve. Woodshed's going to be there.
Let's go.
They've got the Men's Room IPA beer brats from Uli's Sausage, and the IPA is going to be as cold as can be, plus you get to kick it with the guys in the Men's Room. Get all the details on the hangs at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And we have our international traveler with us this morning, Ryan Castle, who's gearing up to go see the final Black Sabbath show, final Ozzy show.
Yeah, and I've got ants in my pants, which is better than uncles, but still very anxious.
You never know. So what are you most excited about with this show? I mean, is it seeing Ozzy or is it the other bands?
So I think they're putting together like a super group that's going to do a bunch of Sabbath stuff. I think that's going to be probably the most epic part. But I mean, dude, everyone's there. Slayer, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Pantera. I mean, it's going to be rad.
And the four of them together on stage for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be powering through what is going to be a very, very long day. I believe doors are at 11.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I mean, you're talking about a 12-hour day.
That's really how long it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I think
Okay, what's your strategy? Are you going to stretch, hydrate?
Power through, Tara Daly. Power everything all together, all at once, right now.
Then the question, will Ryan Castle remember when Ozzy and Black Sabbath make it on stage?
Don't screw that up, man.
Dude, I went to the Whiskey for the Motley Crue show back, and I think it was September or October. Yeah. And that was the one rule that we had. Remember Motley Crue. So my rule will be remember Black Sabbath.
It's a long day, though.
It's a very long day.
Believe in you.
I'll never feel
it. You're dealing with the trained professional.
When we saw the final Kiss show, my buddy Craig and I at the Climate Pledge Arena, and we were able to get up super close thanks to Craig Gass. We're like 10 rows back from the stage. 8 rows back from the stage was a man passed out on the floor, and they had to get him. Kiss maybe played 2 songs. I was like, you saw Paul Stanley's son's band, and you probably paid good money to be 8 rows back to see Paul Stanley's son's band.
Yeah, you got to moderate.
That's awful.
It's a long day.
Oh. DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and there's a Florida man that's in trouble because he was driving 115 miles per hour with a 10-month-old baby in the vehicle.
Wow.
Apparently, why was he doing it? for Snapchat. He was Snapchatting while driving over the speed limit. Here's a few people reacting to the news that some of them even witnessed it.
I drive pretty fast myself, you know. Everybody does. Everybody goes about 110, especially.
I like this guy's just diming himself out. Yeah. I drive fast, too.
I used to live in South Florida. They drive fast.
Okay.
Very fast.
Endangering somebody else's life, I think that is outrageous.
If there's other people, then it's like your responsibility. So you're taking their lives into your hands.
I've seen people fly past me at 110. There's no way nobody's surviving that, especially a little kid. You know, their bones are real fragile and they're little...
Nothing good vibes about
this guy's a pediatrician.
Thanks for the lesson on how fragile kids' bones are.
Nothing good vibes about that. That's insane. That is, yeah, child endangerment to the max.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I got arrested for that.
I mean, the older I get, the more of a grandma I drive like. And, yeah. But especially than having a child. Now I'm like, hands at 10 and 2. No road rage here.
Head's all soft.
Do you remember the first time you drove? I remember we got out of the hospital after Sid had Tatum, and we get in the car. I've never been more terrified to be on the freeway. I'm like, everyone around me is trying to kill us.
That was one of the craziest drives ever.
Because bones are very fragile in your head.
Yes,
you know what else is cool? Not having kids. Fantastic.
You never have to worry about this kind of stuff.
There is a man in College Station, Texas, who attacked an ice cream truck driver because he thought that the ice cream man was behaving inappropriately with kids, when in reality, the driver was just accepting an Apple Pay. So the attacker, his name is Michael Valadez. He's now facing charges for robbery and unlawful possession of a firearm.
I heard the story because this guy thought that he was taking pictures of the kids. When in reality, he was using his phone just to get payment. It's 2025. You got to think people use their phone to do this now.
This guy obviously makes a lot of good decisions. This wasn't his first bad one.
No.
Well, the Mariners made some good decisions over the weekend as they kept on beating the Texas Rangers. Won 2 out of 3, including yesterday, 6-4, 12 innings. Actually, all 3 games went into extra innings, which is rare that happens. But yeah, Mariners won 2 of 3 of them. They're back at home tonight taking on the Kansas City Royals.
Also from the world of sports, the Seattle Sounders beat Austin FC 2-0 on Saturday night. Did you go to that game, Ryan?
I did not.
You did not go to that game.
He's getting ready for his box Saturday.
He's saving his energy.
I was at a birthday party, thank you.
Oh, that too.
Okay.
But now, fifth in the Western Conference? Fifth in the Western Conference? Does that sound right, Ryan?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Go Sounders.
And go Kraken. The draft happened. Now, a lot of these kids that they drafted, you're not going to see for a couple of years, if ever, but their number 8 overall pick was another center that they ended up grabbing, Jake O'Brien. But supposedly, if he puts on some size, he could be a good player to have in the future. But
that's,
you know,
great news.
Like I said, it's not like the NFL where they make a draft and then that guy's playing next season.
Yeah.
So we got a little time to wait for that. As far as weather, we're in a high of 82 degrees today. It's going to be a nice clear day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Facts.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.